June 28th, Mike McNeil. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. Mike McNeil grew up with a dad who would take him fly fishing. But he also knew the harsh reality that in America today, 50% of boys grow up in fatherless homes. Mike got involved in a group called Fathers in the Field, which pairs fatherless boys with Christian mentors. Today's story is about how Mike McNeil got started with a boy who we will refer to as Dan.
Showing up, it's often the way to break through. Dan was 17, older than the boys normally accepted into the program, but Mike felt drawn to him. Since Dan was almost a man, Mike asked him to commit to 3 years of mentoring, and Dan agonized over the decision. Once Dan said yes, Mike was all in. But even after months of spending time together, the wall around Dan's heart still wore a do not enter sign. "I don't know if it's going to work out with this kid," Mike told his wife, Maria. "He is so broken down." But Mike invited Dan to go fly fishing. The afternoon before the fly fishing trip, Mike's cell phone rang. He pulled into a parking space on the side of the post office, and he answered. It was Dan. Dan talked in overlapping circles, and Mike thought maybe Dan didn't want to go fishing. He said they could do something else, but that didn't fix whatever the problem was. The conversation was going nowhere. "Dan, what's really up?" Mike asked. "Are you really going to pick me up tomorrow?" Mike sucked in a quick breath. It wasn't that Dan didn't want to go. It was how much he did want to go. But Dan was afraid Mike wouldn't show up. What should have brought excitement, anticipation, and joy had reawakened an old fear, memories of the million times he had been let down. Mike told Dan that nothing short of death would keep him away, and he added that he believed God wanted them to go fishing, so he wasn't worried about dying that day. The next morning, it was dark when Mike arrived at Dan's condo, and he texted Dan to let him know he was outside. "Come on out." But Dan didn't respond. The neighborhood was quiet, and surely Dan's family was still asleep. Mike walked to the front door, and he knocked softly. No answer. Mike hesitated only a minute before he rang the doorbell repeatedly. Dan might not be all in, but Mike was, and he was in enough for both of them right now. He wasn't walking away. He'd wake up the whole house if he had to. Finally, Dan opened the door. With his hair a mess, his eyes barely opened, he said, "I'm sorry. I forgot to set my alarm." "It's okay. I will wait in the car." Mike understood what Dan had not said. Dan had been afraid to set his alarm, afraid Mike would not show, afraid to risk disappointment again. Not setting his alarm was self-preservation. 20 minutes later, Dan appeared, climbed in, and they drove to 11 Mile Canyon. After unloading the car, they put on their waders, boots, and fishing vest. One of the prettiest stretches of the pristine water in Colorado, the Platte River flowed through a high rock canyon, and here Mike showed Dan how to cast. They fished up and down the river, but Mike was most excited to introduce Dan to his favorite spot, the place where Mike's dad had brought him as a kid. For a while, Mike and Dan cast below a little bit of a rapid, what fly fishermen call a ripple. Then, a powerful bolt of lightning sent them scrambling for cover. Hunkered down beneath a tree, they laughed and they waited out the storm. That day, Dan began to trust Mike. From then on, Mike invited Dan into his life, his family, and his heart. They did life together. They also faced Dan's darkest times: drug addiction, sexual addiction, attempted suicide. But Mike was always there for a long time. And when Dan decided to follow Jesus, he asked Mike to baptize him in their fishing hole on the Platte River. God's word tells us in 1 John 2:5, "But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him." Who are you willing to invest your life in and go all in for? Showing up. It's often the way to break through. Hey men, Chuck Stecker here. It's June 28th. Our story today is Mike McNeil. You know, there's a depth of this story that we might have missed. You know, it's the story of Mike McNeil that asked Dan to engage in a 3-year process, a relationship developing that. We know the story that Dan was very reluctant. Although he wanted this, desperately wanted this type of relationship, he really didn't trust the man to do what he said he would do because of growing up in a fatherless home. So it's very easy to look at this in our challenge, say, man, there are young guys out there in fatherless homes that need you. It's a great statement. Let's make that challenge number two. Let's go to challenge number one. If we listen carefully to this story, it says that over 50% of the young guys growing up are growing up in fatherless homes. I would suggest the number's much higher, that when you take into consideration spiritual fatherlessness, totally different issue. The number increases exponentially. Here's the real challenge. Is what's keeping you back from investing in the life of another young man the fact that you've never got over your woundedness from growing up in a fatherless or spiritually fatherless home? You know, I remember the story of John Adams that he wrote in his diary, "Went fishing today, wasted day. Went fishing with my son today, a wasted day. Didn't accomplish anything." When they looked at his son's diary, he had written in there, "One of the best days of my life. I went fishing with my dad." You know, having grown up in, I guess we would call, a broken home, spiritually fatherless home, I would be reconciled with my dad in later years. And what a glorious time that was. However, there was the issue of getting over my own woundedness before I felt I could help someone else. Sometimes it was even my own sons, my daughter. So the real challenge today is, in your own life, are you carrying a woundedness from fatherlessness, from a lack of that father figure in your life, that you need to reach out and ask God to heal for you? Great resources, this is one of them. And as a result of that, now are you prepared to reach down to the Dans and say, "Let's go fishing," and let him know that no matter what, you're going to be there? Several years ago, I remember a young man saying to me, "You're the only one that's ever stuck with me." And that was after he had had a difficult time. We had walked it out for several hours. Whatever the case was, "You're the only one that's stuck with me." Maybe that's the lesson for today. There's a lot of these stories, your woundedness, somebody else's woundedness. And then I'm going to ask you this question. In the end, who have you started with and been disappointed with so you haven't stuck with them? Who kind of said, "Well, they're not going to stick with me anyway"? Perhaps this is the day to go back and say, "Hey, let's go fishing." God bless you.